Shalom, shalom. This is your brother Aki once again, Yehoshua Baka Ben Lehi Ben Israel. And I just want to start off by giving thanks and praise to the Creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that therein is by saying hallelujah. And may my words reach you today. And this is a continuation of our study on the word mouth. Or you can say the organ mouth, because it is a part of your body. And from what we've seen before, is your mouth is powerful. Your mouth can cause destruction. It can also cause life. We studied the Hebrew word for the word mouth, and it was the pay, the left, and the hay. That was the root. And I mentioned something about the seed, which is adding up those letters and then coming up with a single digit. And that single digit was 5. And that deals with the hay. The mouth reveals certain things, whether it be truth or falsehood. Okay, so, or even on a deeper level, it could just reveal the truth, because someone who's speaking falsehood actually revealed something about themselves. Right? So we learned that the mouth is powerful. It can dash to pieces. It can heal you. And we're going to talk more about that. The mouth. The mouth, you know, has a tongue in it. And teeth. Just meditate on that for a minute, right? The tongue. You can have a mouth and no tongue. And not be able to speak. You know, your mouth has teeth in it. Without your teeth, you wouldn't be able to eat solid food. I don't even want to wonder what that's like, right? Not able to eat solid food. Getting your meals through a straw your whole life. Okay, so that's something else to teach on one day too, right? Be careful what you put in your mouth, because it leads to your stomach, right? And that leads to nutrition and energy. You know, everything is energy. You know, what comes out of your mouth, it projects a certain kind of energy, whether it be negative or positive. And what you put in your mouth gives you energy or takes away energy. Okay? Mouth is a gateway to your stomach or to your brain, right? Because when you inhale smoke, whether it be from tobacco or weed, crack, meth, anything. Okay, so we got to be careful what we put in our mouth and what comes out of it. I'm sorry, damn, a little stopped up. Okay, so last time we spoke about what else did we speak about? The translation count in the words. Different words, as far as English words, that that are spelled different, even though they still have the same Strong's number. Last week we mentioned according. We talked about that. So okay, so when you see that word in the Holy Scriptures, it's still spelled the pay, the laugh, and the hay. Or just to pay and the hay, I want to say. I'm not looking at them right now. But that's how that goes. Okay, so let's start off with a scripture. Get into that. First, I want to take you to, let's see, Numbers 21 and verse 24. Hallelujah. And Israel smote him with the edge of the sword and possessed his land from Arnon unto Jabbok, even unto the children of Ammon, for the border of the children of Ammon was strong. Okay, so edge of the sword. That is, let's see, that is the word edge is the word mouth in Hebrew. Once again, I apologize for my stuffiness. But, you know, the work of the Most High must move forward. Okay, so, and Israel smote him with the edge of the sword. And as I talked about last week, why is this even here if this isn't true? Your mouth can bring upon destruction. If you're not careful, it can kill somebody. You know, there's some people that deserve death, yes, true enough. But for the most part, if we live in a righteous life, we have to learn to use our mouth in a positive way, a productive way, and a life-saving way. Even when you're meditating, there's a type of meditation that deals with mantras. When you say something over and over, a positive phrase that can reshape your life. Right? So yeah, we have to learn how to use our mouth in a positive way. Okay, so the next one is going to be Deuteronomy 17, verse 11. Let's see what this says. According to the, according to the sentence of the law which they shall teach thee, and according to the judgment which they shall tell thee, thou shalt do. Thou shalt not decline from the sentence which they shall show thee, to the right hand nor to the left. And the man that will do presumptuously and will not hearken unto the priest that standeth to minister there before the Most High thy power, or unto the judge, even that man shall die. And thou shalt put away evil from Israel. You see that? The translation count here is the word sentence. In verse 11, and I read verse 12 because the sentence came forth out of his mouth, and it caused someone's death. And it's like I said, your mouth brings about life or death. And we see now where it was supposed to be used to bring forth death. Okay. Obeying the priest. When you don't listen to a sentence of judgment that was carried out, you're supposed to die. That's how important the judges was. And we see now that we don't have any judges. That's how important judgment is. Right? People say, you can't judge me, only the Most High can judge me. Well, his priests were his spokesmen. So, what they said is supposed to go. Whatever they say, it comes out of their mouth, whether it be good or evil, is supposed to be handed out. That's some powerful stuff right there. That's And I'll read 13 also. And all the people shall hear and fear and do no more presumptuously. You see that? Presumptuously. You can't do whatever you want to do. And that's how we live in today. That's why everything is so crazy. Because we're doing whatever we want to do. We don't listen to anybody. You know, and I was not talking about this. I was talking about songs and music last time. Everyone loves that one new song. The brother that made the country song. Old Time Road? You listen, you're talking about music and influence. Now, the hook in that song says, "Can't nobody tell me nothing." That's very dangerous, isn't it? We just read this about being presumptuous. This is the worst. This is the Most High speaking here. He said, "Don't be presumptuous, because if nobody can tell you nothing, guess what? You're going to have to die." We can't have people in the nation doing whatever they want, not listening. Right? We all have to listen. We all have to listen to certain judgments that's carried out or handed out by the priests, because they're coming back. Okay, so what does presumptuous mean? In the online Merriam-Webster dictionary says overstepping due bounds. And once again, we live in a time where we think we can do anything we want to, think we can say anything we want to, and there's no respect of boundaries. You know, there's no protocol. The young speak against the ancient, as you know, an example. I'll read that again. Overstepping due bounds and taking liberties. Synonyms are bold, familiar, forward, free. Look at that. Free? How did that word get here? Immodest, overfamiliar, presuming. Right? We live in a home, we live in the land of the home of the free and the brave. Are we really free? I'd say no. Not only are we debt slaves, but this law that we live in by, created by man, is very one-sided. So we see how important this book is, how it's supposed to actually be implemented in our lives. Okay, so let's see, Deuteronomy 21. 17. Let's go there. 21:17. Hallelujah. But he shall acknowledge the son of the hated for the firstborn by giving him a double portion of all that he hath. For he is the beginning of his strength. The right of the firstborn is his. Okay, so another translation count word here is portion. Why is that there? What does this mean? Okay, so to bring more clarity, once again, we're going to go to the dictionary to define this word portion. Because we know we study mouth, right? Your mouth can cause your portion to be diminished, or it can cause it to be increased. Negative words versus positive words. How does that work out in somebody's life. Okay, so portion. An individual's part or share of something, such as a share received by gift or inheritance. Wow, look at that. How did that get there? Right? Inheritance. We just read Deuteronomy 21 and verse 17, where it talks about an inheritance. Dowry. Enough food, especially for one kind, to serve one person at one meal. An individual's lot, fate, or fortune. You see that? One share of good and evil. An often limited part of a whole. You see that? An individual's lot, fate, or fortune. We're talking about the mouth, right? Your mouth can bring you fortune. It can also bring you evil. One share of good and evil. Wow. You see that? Once again, the truth comes full circle. That's very powerful, right? Okay, so let's go to the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 13, verse 32. Let's see what that is about. 2 Samuel, chapter 13. Hallelujah. And Jonadab, the son of Shimeah, David's brother, answered and said, "Let not my lord suppose that they have slain all the young men, the king's sons, for Amnon only is dead. For by the appointment of Absalom, this have been determined from the day that he forced his sister." Okay, so that was his lot. That was his portion of this one of David's sons, because what he did to his sister Tamar. Okay, so the word in the translation count is appointment. So let's look up that word. Let's see what we have. I didn't look up this word. So once again, I am teacher and a student, and I'm learning this at the same time you are. An arrangement for a meeting, engagement. A non-elective office or position. You see that? Look at that. Look at the power in these words. A non-elective office or position. What did he do? He oversteps his bounds. That's the word portion. He oversteps his bounds. That was his sister that he went into. Of course, I'll have to tell you, he wasn't supposed to do that. So he overstepped his bounds. And he was bold in a negative way. Right, because we saw that definition too, right? We saw that word and definition, bold. An act of appointing someone or something. And then it takes you to the word destination. Right? Assignment, commission, destination. Commission. That word is important, right? Priests were assigned. The commission in the priest's office. Okay, so I'm intrigued to click on this word designation. So let's see. Designation. The act of indicating or identifying. See that? See that again. Identifying. Who are the priests? Who are the righteous? Who are the wicked? Who are the people that's going to listen? Right? We're talking about the mouth, right? We're talking about a kinship to your mouth. That's why this word is it. That's why this phrase is in here. The designation of a speech sound. Once again, I'm learning at the same time you are. I didn't know that was there. Okay, so let's see. Where's the important word in the synonyms? It's title. That's pretty powerful too, right? The priest has a title. Your mouth. The mouth of the Most High. Spoken this word. Now it's in a book. You know, they try to say that this word is, this book is inspired by the Most High. But it's written by man. That's not true. Inspired means somewhere along the lines of you heard something, so you felt compelled to write it down. No. The Most High commanded someone to write these things down. That's a big difference. This is the word of the Most High, period. There's no inspiration. The Most High is a spiritual being. He don't have hands. He don't have legs, feet. He's a spiritual being. And that's kind of hard to comprehend, right? When are some instances where the Most High actually used a hand? When he wrote the Ten Commandments on the two stone tablets? You getting the sense of the importance here? That's when his finger came out of the spiritual realm and wrote on some tablets, stone tablets. And the children of Israel had to put them in the Ark of the Covenant and carry them around for generations. What's the other instance? Let's see. The name of that king escapes me. Was it the Babylonian king? When the hand came out of midair and wrote on the wall to write a decree of punishment for the king in his kingdom. Can you imagine that? Seeing a hand come out of thin air and write on a stone wall a judgment of death. You see that? Let me see if I can find that. Let's see. Let's see right quick if I can find it. Let's see. No wall. Let's look that word up. Book of. This shouldn't be too hard to find. Get that. Thinking, I want to say Ezekiel. Just bear with me a little bit. See if I can find this. Ezekiel. Oh, no, that was the book of Daniel, wasn't it? but that escapes me. And hopefully by the end of this series, I'll find that verse. Okay, so let's see. But for now, let's continue. All right, so your mouth, it conceal your fate, can get you killed, or it can bring life to you. What's the next word we want to go to? We want to go to, let's see this, let's go to the second book of Chronicles. Second book of Chronicles, chapter 18. Second Chronicles 18:12. Let's see. Second Chronicles 18:12. You're tired of hearing me saying that? Hallelujah. And the messenger that went to call Micaiah spake to him, saying, "Behold, the words of the prophets declare good to the king with one assent. Let thy word, therefore, I pray thee, be like one of theirs, and speak thou good." Look at that, speaking good. "Behold, the words of the prophets declare good to the king with one assent. Let thy word, therefore, I pray thee, be like one of theirs, and speak thou good." Ascent. Okay, let's, once again, we're going to define this word, these words that we're seeing. So that's another word in the translation count. Ascent. To agree to or approve of something, such as an idea or suggestion, especially after thoughtful consideration. You hear that? Thoughtful consideration. What's that all saying? Think before you open your what? Mouth. Yes. That's what we should all be practicing. Think before you open your mouth. An act of agreeing to something, especially after thoughtful consideration, an act of assenting, acquiesce, and agreement. There we are again. The word agree. Look at that. Accede, acquiesce, agree, come around, consent, and subscribe. Look at that. When you on YouTube and you watch a video that you like, and you might have saw a couple other videos that this person put out or group, and you subscribe to it, you agree to it, you acquiesce to it, you agree with the things that they're saying. So yeah, subscribe to the channel. Okay, so let's see. We're going to stop here again. And there's going to be a part three because I didn't finish everything I wanted to talk about. Okay, so I figure this is enough for one day for me. And I hope that you are intrigued to hear more. Practice having government over your mouth. Think before you say something, and may the Most High bless your words when you choose to say something. Okay, so once again, I love you very much.